This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Every Tuesday, we do have On The Meds, where we touch on some of the health issues that are around there. And today is no different. And today we're speaking on iron deficiency. And luckily, I do have someone who is joining me because I know nothing when it comes to iron deficiency. But I do have Umesis Vineshri Nodikiso is going to be joining me live right here on MUT Radio. Firstly, Mrs. Nodikiso, welcome to MUT Radio.
Welcome. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm Velo, hey?
Yeah. Yeah, it means nature.
Nature, so, yeah, okay. Very nature. Nice. I like nature.
Me too.
Love it.
I have to. But thank you very much for joining us on MUT Radio on our favorite feature, which is On The Meds. Today, we are speaking on iron deficiency. So I think it's very wise to start from the beginning. Maybe can you enlighten us when we speak of iron deficiency? What are we talking about?
Okay, basically, when you're speaking about iron deficiency, the word itself will tell you, the word iron, and deficiency means a lack of. So you're basically lacking iron. Now, with iron, it's a very important nutritional requirement that a certain cell in the body needs. So if you look at your circulation, means like your main blood, like if you get cut, you'll see the blood. Now, in that blood, basically, it's red because we have a whole lot of red cells that's floating in the blood. You can say there's like over 90% of red cells floating in the blood. But for that blood to function, for that red cell to function well, we actually need this very, very important component called iron. So what does the iron do? It basically forms part of something, a protein that's very, very important. And that protein is called hemoglobin. So hemoglobin basically means heme plus protein. So that iron gets incorporated in your heme. Now, the color of your blood is red is because the iron has this copper color. So that's how you end up with the red blood, because of the color of that iron. And because we have so many red cells, they have a very important function. And the function is to actually transport oxygen from the lungs to all the tissues in your body. So if you don't have iron, you cannot form the hemoglobin, and if you don't have the hemoglobin, it's not going to be able to carry your oxygen to all your tissues that requires it for the daily function. So that's basically what the iron does in the body.
That is amazing. So many big words that are being thrown around there. But I think for one of some of our listeners who maybe may not be aware, maybe what are some of the signs or symptoms that people should watch out for to know if they have this deficiency?
Okay, so you'll find that with iron deficiency, you become very tired. That's first and foremost, right? You become very tired. You feel sleepy. You feel lethargic. You don't feel like you can. I'm putting in very simple terms now. You don't feel like you can carry your tasks. You know, your daily tasks. If you're walking up the stairs, you get very tired. And then you'd find also like you also get some like strange kind of symptoms. Like you might find that your tongue becomes very, very red and very sore, very swollen as well. Then you might also feel like you want to eat some strange things. Like you find people want to eat sand and things like chalk.
Really?
And yes. Oh. So, yeah, they have these strange cravings. And then, but if you're looking at somebody and you look at their nails, they have these like spoon-shaped nails and very brittle nails. So then that can tell you, you know what, I'm probably iron deficient. And then you'll also find like your hair starts falling in some cases. And that's like a clear sign of iron deficiency. That's just basic conditions that I'm giving you. So you'll find with iron deficiency as well, the females tend to be the worst off compared to the males. Because firstly, as women are maturing, they're reaching menstruation ages. They're shedding a lot of blood. Then obviously in that blood, remember, blood basically your red cells carrying your hemoglobin, which carries your iron, that's getting thrown out of the body basically. Pregnancy, the fetus demands a lot of iron. So mom's feeding through, you know, the eustachian tube, whatever. And then the baby's getting all the nutrients from there. So you'll find that women become more iron deficient much quicker than men.
So maybe that is why when some females are pregnant, maybe they have like these weird cravings sometimes. Maybe that is the case.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Oh, wow. Now you speak of, weird cravings, weird things to eat. Maybe can you take us through maybe what are some of the foods that you can eat in order to avoid maybe this deficiency?
Okay. So if you're looking at iron, most of the time you should be getting it via your nutrition. And you'll find that, okay, now I'm just going to talk. I'm going to give you a rough estimate, say about 10 to 20 micrograms. Now, remember, 1 gram is very, very tiny already. So now we're looking at micrograms, right? So about 10 to 20 micrograms, it should be your intake. And you'll find that there's two forms of iron, right? The form of the veg that you're taking in becomes a little bit more difficult to actually absorb, but the meat products, that's easier to absorb. So where you're getting your products from animals, it's much easier to absorb than your veg products. So what I'm trying to say is the component of iron is actually different. So I'll just give you an example. So if you're taking iron in your Fe2+, iron, basically the chemical formula is Fe, right? And then if it's Fe2+, right, it's your ferrous form, means it's more soluble. So when it gets down into your digestive system, iron usually gets absorbed in your intestines, the upper part of your intestine, which is your duodenum. And you'll find there the cells that absorb it is called your enterocytes, so they would take up the iron. So it's easy. So the ferrous form is very easy. But then you have the other form where people are ingesting, which is your ferric form. That's Fe3+. And when you take that in, it becomes a bit difficult because now you need to convert it to the soluble form so that the body can absorb it. And as I said, the absorption is taking place in your intestines, the upper part of your intestines.
That is very deep. So maybe now let's look at the solutions. Now I have found out good, or maybe I have this deficiency. Now, is there any medication that I can take, maybe supplements, something like that?
Now, another important thing to remember with iron. Now, remember, iron is a metal, right? You can't just say I'm iron deficient and want to go and just bite on a metal or whatever it is. You know, I mean, in the older days, people would do weird things. You know the story. But now it's very controlled because as much as we say iron deficiency and there's so much of iron around, we can't just take, you know, iron and say, okay, now we're going to replenish our bodies. We can't do that. You'll find that if I'm taking about 10 to 20 micrograms of iron, if I'm ingesting it, the body will only absorb 10% of that. So why do we think only 10%? You're taking a whole lot of iron. If you're taking 100% and you're only absorbing 10%, there's a reason for that. And the reason for that is we don't want the body to become toxic. Now, iron, if it's increased in levels, it causes toxicity. So we don't want that. So the body is very careful to make sure that we're only absorbing a certain amount so that the body doesn't now become overloaded with iron. Because now when you have, I'll just mention the name, I won't go into it. But if you take too much of iron, then it becomes iron overload and you end up with a condition called hemochromatosis. So that's too much of iron, and then that's toxic to your body. So it's like,
so having so too much is
you can't
also
have
a
too
problem.
Much, you can't have too little. Yes, exactly. So, but then there's also some chemicals that's in the body that can actually aid with the absorption of your iron. Things like your vitamin C, they're good to have around when you're actually absorbing your iron. But there's also things that you, I'll just give you a common one. There's also things that might hinder the absorption of your iron. Things like your, there's a chemical called tannates or tannins. So that you find in tea and coffee. So that's where they say if you're taking your iron medication, do not have tea and coffee with it because it's not going to aid in the absorption. It's going to actually hinder the absorption and make it difficult for the iron to be absorbed. But there's like a lot of like little critical things that you've got to be aware of. Because sometimes people will say, but I'm on iron meds and I'm still iron deficient 3 months later. Because usually if you're on iron meds, and as you asked, how can we treat it? You can eat the correct foods. And you also need to know when to take your iron, obviously not with tea and coffee, right? You'd rather have water with it. And then as I said, it's very, very important of the amount that's being absorbed. So you have to consult your doctor if you want to take your iron meds. So when you go to the doctor will actually examine you. He look at features, because he look at your eyes, he look at your hands. You know, you're very pallor, meaning very light. You don't have, you can see that you're not well oxygenated. He'll send for a test, a full blood count. It's called a full blood count test. And then we'd look at a certain parameter in the full blood count, and we look to see whether it's low, and that's your mean cell volume. So if it's low, he's going to now start thinking, could be an iron deficiency. Then he'll send for some chemistry tests where you're going to actually look to see what are the iron stores looking at, what is the iron status basically in your body. So all these have tests that you can actually do to actually confirm whether you are iron deficient. So you're just not going to suck it out of your thumb. You have you have specific tests to actually go and check. And then the doctor will say, okay, you will go on iron treatment, iron supplements for maybe 3 months or so. And then they'll check after that, after 3 months, whether you're okay.
Yeah. So maybe before I let you go, maybe it is there any advice you could give our listeners maybe to prevent iron deficiency, maybe in their families?
Yes. Try to eat. Okay. I'm not saying just be on a strict diet or whatever it is, but try and have a very balanced diet. Even I know we tend to have a lot of snacks and things like that, but remember, it's not nutritional, but have the meat. The meat will give you your iron supplements. Your vegetables like your spinach and things will give you your iron supplements. So as long as you have that in your diet, you're okay. And then as soon as you start feeling very tired, remember, if you become iron deficient, you're going to also end up with anemia. Now, anemia is not good to have, because it actually decreases your red cells are decreased. And when your red cells are decreased, then you're going to feel tired. And remember, these can lead to further complications. You don't want your heart to now start battling for oxygen, because you don't have enough red cells to get to your heart and provide that oxygen to your heart tissue. I'm just giving you an example. So just try and maintain a balanced diet. And I know lots of people love their meat, so but at the same time, absorption is also important, because you can be having the right nutritional value of foods and stuff like that, but it might not be absorbing properly in your body. So you've got to look at that as well.
That is amazing. Lastly, thank you very much for joining us on ABET Radio. This was very insightful, because I didn't know anything when it comes to iron deficiency, but now I have something maybe. So I have knowledge of maybe the science that I can see. It's okay. Maybe I might have, or maybe someone I know might have. So thank you very much for sharing.
Help them, yes.
Yes, for sharing this much information. Thank you very much. Yes.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.